Okay, so you know that feeling, right? When you're a startup founder, you've got this incredible business idea, maybe even a few early wins under your belt, but then you hit that wall,
Oh, I know that
that
wall.
cash flow wall.
Yeah.
Because having a killer product, well, that's only part of the battle. Sometimes it feels like the real challenge is just keeping the lights on long enough to actually see your vision through.
Right. You're preaching to the choir here. And honestly, this is where things get really interesting because traditional financing, going the VC route, it's not the be all and end all, not even close.
Okay, so you're saying there are other ways to keep the lights on. Spill the tea.
Especially when you think about the unique pressures startups face, like managing their supply chain. It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
That's where this idea of collaborative funding comes in.
Collaborative funding. So we're moving beyond the typical song and dance of chasing down investors.
It's about thinking differently. It's like Jeffrey Zhu, CEO of Fig Loans, said, startups need to break free from that mold, especially for those short-term needs like, you got it, supply chain financing. Because giving up equity just to cover your inventory, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Talk about a raw deal. Giving away a chunk of your company just to keep the shelves stocked. No, thank you. So let's talk about those outside-the-box options.
Picture this. Instead of that whole hat-in-hand routine with banks or VCs, you're tapping into a network of partners who already have skin in the game. Your suppliers, your customers, even other startups in your field. It's like this supportive community rallying around you. That's the power of collaborative funding.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Paint me a picture. How does this actually play out in the real world? Who are these potential collaborators, and what's in it for them?
That's the beauty of it. There are so many ways this can work. Let's start with buyer-funded purchase orders. Imagine your customers becoming your investors, basically providing upfront payments to help you cover those initial production costs. It's a win-win. They secure their order, and you get that cash injection to make it happen.
Hold on. Businesses are actually willing to pay for products before they even see them. I mean, that's a whole other level of trust, right?
It might sound wild, but it's more common than you think. Especially when you've built that solid reputation, that brand loyalty. If your product is in demand, customers will jump at the chance to guarantee their piece of the pie.
That's amazing. Okay, so what about the suppliers? Can they get in on this collaborative funding action too?
100%. It's about flipping the script on that traditional supplier-buyer dynamic. Think vendor-financed inventory. Now, instead of demanding immediate payment, your suppliers step up as strategic partners, offering credit, flexible payment terms, you name it. It strengthens the bond and ultimately helps both of you flourish. It's all about that long game, baby.
I love it. It's about building a true partnership, not just a transactional, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal. More like, let's build empires together.
Right, you got it. And it gets even cooler. There's also something called consortia or pooled financing. Picture a group of, let's say, electric car startups, all driven by this shared mission to create a revolutionary new battery. They pool their resources, share the risks, and when those rewards come rolling in, they celebrate together.
Like a dream team of innovators. It's amazing how much more you can achieve when you team up. This is incredible. But tell me, are there options beyond these partnerships within the supply chain itself?
Oh, absolutely. Think of platforms connecting you directly with individual or business lenders, cutting out those traditional financial middlemen altogether. That's peer-to-peer lending. It's like finding your own personal fan club in the finance world.
No way. So I could potentially get funding for my, say, sustainable bamboo toothbrush company from someone who just really, really believes in eco-friendly dental hygiene.
It's not just possible, it's happening. And then there's dynamic discounting. As the supplier, you offer your buyers a discount for paying early. They save some cash. You get faster access to funds. Another win-win.
I have to admit, this is pretty mind-blowing stuff. Better cash flow, stronger relationships, less reliance on those traditional lenders who might not always get the whole startup struggle. It almost feels too good to be true. So there's got to be a catch, right?
It's easy to get swept up in the excitement, but you're right to pause for a reality check. Collaborative financing, well, it's not like waving a magic wand and watching your cash flow woes disappear. It has its own nuances, just like any other business strategy.
So lay it on me. What are the potential downsides? What do I need to watch out for?
One word, over-reliance. You see, if your entire cash flow strategy hinges on a single customer or supplier and their business takes a hit, well, let's just say those ripples can quickly turn into a tidal wave for you.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's
Yeah.
like putting all your eggs in one beautifully woven, collaboratively sourced basket, and then boom, someone trips.
Exactly. And then there's the legal and contractual side of things. Collaborative financing, it often involves more complex agreements than your typical bank loan. We're talking ironclad contracts, the kind that make lawyers rub their hands together.
So, dot your I's and cross your T's. Make sure everything is crystal clear from day one. Got it.
What else? This one's a biggie. Trust. Collaborative financing hinges on transparency and communication, maybe even more than your average business deal. You're sharing sensitive information about your business, your financials, your dreams, even. It can feel vulnerable, especially for startups used to keeping things under wraps.
Like inviting someone to peek behind the curtain before the show is even ready. Understandably, some founders might be a little hesitant to do that. So, how do you build that trust? How do you convince potential partners to take that leap with you?
It boils down to this: crystal clear expectations, open communication, and that good old-fashioned human connection. You're building a relationship, a partnership, not just signing a contract.
So, kind of like any healthy relationship, communication is key.
You know it. Regular check-ins, even if it's just a quick, "How's it going?" can go a long way in building that trust and keeping everyone on the same page. It's about being proactive, addressing those bumps in the road before they become detours.
No sweeping things under the rug, then. Just honest, open dialogue throughout the process.
Transparency is king. Now, I'm not saying you need to reveal every single trade secret, but being upfront about your financials, your projections, any potential risks, it all builds confidence. It shows your partners that you're all in this together.
Finding that balance between being open, but also protecting your secret sauce, it's an art form, isn't it? Any advice on navigating that tricky terrain?
Gary Hemming, he's the owner and finance director over at ABC Finance, he put it perfectly. Well-drafted agreements, things like non-disclosure clauses, they're crucial. They let everyone breathe a little easier, knowing their interests are safeguarded.
Ah, so you can be transparent without handing over the keys to the kingdom. Love it. What other strategies can help foster that all-important trust?
Remember how we talked about collaborative financing being about more than just, well, the financing? Well, think about it. That collaboration, it doesn't have to end there. Imagine inviting your partners to participate in your supply chain planning, even integrating your systems. You could link your ERP system with a supplier's inventory management system. Talk about next-level teamwork. It creates this incredible ecosystem of collaboration.
Now that's thinking outside the box. It's like this intricate web where everyone is connected, working toward a shared goal. So much more powerful than just sending invoices back and forth.
1,000 times yes.
Yeah.
And let's not forget those just-in-case scenarios, because disagreements, they happen, even the most well-intentioned partnerships.
It's true. Like they say, wherever you have humans, you'll have differences of opinion. Even when everyone is on the same team, those curveballs can come out of nowhere.
Exactly. So having a clear process for handling those disagreements, addressing them quickly and fairly, it's like having a fire extinguisher handy. It can prevent a small spark from turning into a 5-alarm blaze.
Communication, transparency, and a solid plan for dealing with the unexpected. This has been incredibly eye-opening. We've got time for one last question before we wrap things up. When a startup is ready to take that leap into the world of collaborative funding, what's the most important thing to keep in mind?
It really is as simple as that. When you break it down, collaborative financing, it's about shifting your perspective, realizing that your success isn't a solo mission. It's about embracing that interconnectedness, building those win-win scenarios.
It's like we've been saying all along, it's about more than just swapping out one type of loan for another.
Right. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how businesses, especially startups, approach growth and sustainability.
It's about rewriting the rules, right? Challenging those old school notions of how finance should work.
Exactly. It's about infusing those human elements of trust and collaboration back into the equation. Because at the end of the day, business is about people. It's about shared goals, shared visions, and that's where the real magic happens.
Speaking of magic, for our listeners who are out there building the future, what's the key takeaway? How do they actually dip their toes into this whole collaborative funding pool?
It's easier than they might think. They can start by simply looking around. Who are the key players in their little business universe? Suppliers, customers, even friendly competitors, why not? It's about understanding their needs, their goals, and finding those areas of overlap, those shared opportunities. Don't be afraid to start those conversations, to think outside that proverbial box. Because collaborative funding, at its core, it's about harnessing that collective power to achieve something remarkable.
It's about trading in that old dog-eat-dog mentality for something far more collaborative, something far more human.
Absolutely. And remember, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. It takes dedication, willingness to communicate openly and honestly, and of course, a genuine desire to build those strong, trustworthy relationships. But the payoff, well, let's just say the potential benefits, not just for your business, but for your entire industry, even the world, they make it all worthwhile.
That is an inspiring thought to end on. And on that note, folks, we're wrapping up this deep dive into the exciting world of collaborative funding. Remember, collaboration, it's not just a buzzword. It's the key to unlocking a brighter future for all of us. Until next time, stay curious and keep innovating.